Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Sunday, March 20th, and I wanted to update everybody on my relationship status. I've dated a few guys in the past, nothing serious. But, you know, a lot of people are confused about my relationship with Daniel from Alabama. And I just want to update you all on what's going on with him. I'm a little bit stressed. I'm a little bit confused. And I don't want my family to get their hopes up that I'm going to be in a nice, fun, committed, and serious relationship with him. And I feel like that's what he's been doing, is getting everybody's hopes up and then playing games. I don't know why he's doing this. He was in a kind of like an unhealthy relationship with his ex-wife, and he's told me all about it, and I do believe him when he says that it was just very unhealthy, because I've heard the way she speaks to him and he speaks to her, and I know that Daniel is a good guy in regards to not hurting anyone physically or emotionally. He's definitely a very honest and good person. But he does have some immaturity about him. Like, I do a lot for him, but the moment that I ask for anything in return, he has some issues. He gets all bent out of shape when I ask him for the slightest thing in return. Which I don't know if that's the way he was raised or what, but in a relationship, you both have to put into the relationship to make it work, and it has to be a mutual discussion. So, I guess I'm a little bit confused, because the only thing I asked from him, because he called me, like, he reached out to me. He's been calling me for years. People have told me, just block him completely. And I do. And like I did block him out completely. But there was this one moment where I just started unblocking numbers. And one of the numbers that I unblocked was his. And out of the blue, 6 months later, I get a text from him. He's sending all these pictures and saying he misses us, the memories and all that. And I said, yeah, I miss that too. And then, you know, the next thing I know, he's asking if we can be in a relationship. And, I say, okay, I can be, well, yeah, I want to be in a relationship, but I need this, this, and this. He says, okay. And then the moment I say to him, okay, well, prove it. Like, change your status on Facebook to in a relationship. Oh, no. Well, maybe because, I don't know, he doesn't want to appear to the public that he's off the market or what. I don't know. I'd really like to hear all of your input about this, what you think. Let me know. Because that's just really, seems like a snake to do something sly to do something like that. It's not that I don't have trust in him. I have total trust. I don't care. Nobody cares. If he wants to go cheat on me, go ahead. I don't care if he does cheat on me. But the fact that he doesn't want to, acknowledge our relationship publicly, something is wrong. He's playing a game, and I'm talking to him. I'm trying to talk to him, and now he's avoiding the whole conversation. So tell me, what should I do? Should I just block him out completely? And just, say to him, look, loser, get lost or something. I mean, right now, I'm just waiting. I am waiting for him to respond. And honestly, it'd be great if he says, yeah, I'm serious. I want to be in a relationship. I'll go 50-50 with you. I will, make my acknowledgments that we are in a relationship, things like that, step at a time. But I don't think he's gonna do that. I think he's just playing a game, and he wants to play the field for the rest of his life. And some men are like that. It's sad. So, you know, I'm gonna give him a few more days and then see if what he says. And if not, listen, I have plenty of other guys who want to date me, want to have fun, and who will not act like a child like that. So hopefully we work it out. Thank you. Bye.